The last two, three Sundays, we've been listening to the prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah. And today, Ezekiel comes with quite a hard message. You know, all the prophets, of course, have their own way of conveying the message of God. Some begin with directly what God has said. Some begin their message by really expressing their anger. And that's what we see today in Ezekiel. Very brilliant man, very smart. But he started his mission by the message of anger because of the unfaithfulness of the people of Israel towards God. And, you know, he came up with the message of disaster, you know, disintegration, doom. And he said, if you don't repent, then you are going to lose your land even. If you don't repent, and this is what will happen to you. God is upset with you. So this was the message. And of course, the people of Israel didn't listen. They were very stubborn. And they had to be invaded by foreigners, and they lost their land. They went into exile. Of course, Ezekiel also joined them, being Jew himself. But there, he gave them hope. He came up with the message of hope. If you repent, if you turn to him, then you will return back to your country and you will regain your land, you will regain your dignity, and also that broken relationship will be mended. And, you know, sure enough, people listened, and they repented, and God gave them back their land. And a time of restoration began. So the first, you know, people were rebellious, but they realized what they did was wrong. So they repented, and a healing process started, and restoration began, and then they started to see the fruit of that restoration. So repentance, forgiveness, and restoration. And this is also exactly what we see in the gospel. You know, there is always a problem, always disagreement, confusion, misunderstanding. But when this happens, talk to one another. Try to sort it out among yourselves. If that is not possible, then look for someone to help you. Your neighbor, your brother, your relative. And there is always someone there to help. Well, this, you know, reminds me of the beginning, the first mission of the apostles. After, you know, they received the Holy Spirit, they went out to preach. Of course, that was their mission. And a lot of people came to listen to them. Thousands. And it was a very, very strong message that Peter, being the head of the apostles, he preached. And people, you know, at the beginning, they said, oh, these people are drunk. Because, you know, they were also speaking in tongues. They kind of started mocking them, making fun of them. But when Peter really went deeper into the message and the meaning of the Word of God, people began to be touched. Their heart became open with the message. Then, you know, a lot of people, they said, oh, we got to do something. And this message is really serious. They were really touched. And they approached the disciples and said, brothers, then what shall we do? Look, brothers, what shall we do? Now we need some kind of action because we were in the state of sin. Now we realized that we were sinners. Now we have to do something for our sins. We have to turn to God because they listened to that message. So from being sinners now to repentance and also finally receiving Christ himself. So the reply of Peter was, okay, if you ask us what you're going to do, then he said, repent. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Repentance, baptism, then the Holy Spirit. Here the baptism is forgiveness. They became one with Christ. Christ is in them, they are also in Christ. Now, repentance, forgiveness, and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. At the middle is always forgiveness. Now, imagine, think for a moment, how difficult it is to forgive. Well, first of all, forgiveness is not ours. We are not owning it. We are not the owners of forgiveness. It's God's. He has given to us, and then we share it among ourselves. Well, you can also think for a moment how hard, how difficult it is to forgive someone. Someone who hurt you, particularly. And we can see, we can have thousands of examples from all over the world how difficult and hard it is to forgive. But, you know, the problem is not in the word forgiveness. Forgiveness is a virtue. Forgiveness is God's gift. So it has nothing to do with other, you may consider it as evil or bad. Forgiveness is a victim of other vices. Like if we are unable to forgive, that means our forgiveness is incarcerated by so many other vices, by hostility, by anger, by resentment, and so on and so forth. So we cannot bring it out. So our struggle here should be not on forgiveness, but other things that have incarcerated that forgiveness. Forgiveness should really come out. In order for forgiveness to come out and to be exercised as a virtue, then we got to get rid of all those other vices. And this is where our struggle is. And this is exactly where we have problem of forgiving others, sharing that God gives with the others. So it's like, brothers and sisters, what shall we do? You know, for the virtue of forgiveness to come out and to be exercised by our Christian life. And this is the challenge for each one of us today, I think. So there is always solution for that. We begin by repentance, as Christ taught us. And the disciples also repeated so many times, telling the people of Israel, repentance. We have the sacrament of reconciliation. And then we receive, of course, forgiveness, the gift of God. It doesn't end there. When we forgive, then, you know, there is also inner peace. That inner peace is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You remember the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 5. The fruits of the Holy Spirit: peace, joy, forbearance, faithfulness, self-control, gentleness. And these are the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of forgiveness. So if you're tied up of if forgiveness doesn't come out, then you feel pain, you feel anger, you feel, you know, there are so many things. You can't even sleep. It's difficult to sleep. You know, I remember this story, a religious education teacher was teaching in class about reconciliation. And at the end of her lesson, she wanted to make sure that, you know, the children have understood clearly the sacrament of reconciliation. So she said, I want to ask one question. And the children were so excited and said, okay, go ahead, ask us. And she said, what must we do to obtain forgiveness? and they looked at one another and said, one boy, he raised his hand, can I answer? He said, in order to obtain forgiveness, he said, we must sin again. Back to sin again. Well, you know, it happens to us sometimes. I cannot, now I have a problem forgiving, so I'll go to confession next Saturday. Then I'll confess it. But I still have that problem within me. After reconciliation, after confessing my sins, then I'll again come back to it. So this is, you know, human problem. It is in human nature. It is exercise we have to. This is what we call the process of spiritual exercise, to repent. It's not only to come and talk, but also, you know, to struggle within ourselves to get rid of all those vices and bring in the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So in this Eucharistic celebration, let us ask the Lord to give us these graces, wonderful and beautiful graces of peace, of forbearance, of love, the second, nothing except loving one another, what St. Paul said. So let us ask in this Eucharistic celebration that the Lord may always give us the grace to forgive one another, and then also the strength and the grace to get rid of all vices that are the stumbling blocks for forgiveness. Amen.